It's Monday, the 1st of September, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 1 p.m. news. The Office of the Judiciary has confirmed that new regulations on the sale of primary homes took effect on 22 August, announced by Judge President Petrus Damaseb. The regulations require creditors to get court approval and notify all occupants before a main home can be sold. Deputy Director of Public Relations in the Judiciary Office, Victoria Hango.
The new rule framework will contribute significantly to the protection of homeowners and the integrity of the judicial process. There are quite a number of amendments that have been made. Just to mention one of the rules in 108 says that if a creditor wants to make a debtor's main home available for sale to pay off a debt, they need to apply to the court. They must notify everyone included, including the debtor and anyone living in the property in their application.
With September being Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, the Chika Fund of the Cancer Association of Namibia is working to raise awareness and educate the public about pediatric cancer, as well as provide direct support to families affected by cancer diagnoses. Cancer Association of Namibia CEO Rolf Hansen has more.
And alarmingly, childhood cancers are also increasing in Namibia as it is globally. Now, CHICA stands for Children Fighting Cancer in Namibia, and the CHICA House, as well as the CHICA Fund, supports children with cancer, and we also support the Pediatric Oncology Ward, that's Ward 8 West in Windhoek Central Hospital. And during the entire month of September, let's take hands and create awareness about childhood cancer and help families afflicted by a form of childhood cancer.
From the region, the Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries has urged the government to implement bold reforms to reduce business operating costs. It suggested using Argentina's one deregulation per day approach as a model scaled locally to one measure per week. According to Bloomberg, the CZI called for actions including cutting state debt and reforming currency policies to strengthen investor confidence. From elsewhere, Chinese President Xi Jinping on Monday criticized bullying behavior in the world order as he gathered regional leaders for the Shanghai Cooperation Organization.
In his speech, Chinese President Xi Jinping said the world situation is fluid and chaotic. He called on leaders, including Russia's President Vladimir Putin and India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi, to adhere to fairness and justice, oppose Cold War mentality and bullying behavior, in what could be a reference to the United States. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
And we wrap with sport. Bafana Bafana coach Hugo Brewis says the squad is determined to qualify for the 2026 World Cup as they face Lesotho and Nigeria in next month's first round qualifiers. He urged caution against underestimating Lesotho while preparing for Nigeria to secure South Africa's World Cup ambitions.
They are neighbours, and you know where neighbours are. So we have to be careful with that, and surely we have to achieve our best level to beat them. Very bad for us if we couldn't beat Lesotho. I think now for them it's also different. They know also now that South Africa is a good team, and that is something we have to use in the game.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na, as well as our various social media platforms, Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.